When did you first become aware of this gift or the possibility that this gift might actually come to the University Health System?
Yeah, as you mentioned, the gift was from an anonymous donor, and it's specifically targeted for Duke to construct and move ahead with a proton program. We've had a long-standing interest in this technology at Duke, specifically to care for our patients and for the opportunities of new research and education. The specifics of the gift it was approximately about six, 7 months ago that we first learned about the scope of this gift.
In terms of what the money's going to be used for, this proton beam therapy center, walk me through the research and kind of the evolution of this technology and how it's going to help the patients at Duke.
Yeah, so just a couple comments about this therapy versus standard radiation therapy. Protons are a radiation treatment that specifically delivers a beam of protons to disrupt and destroy tumor cells. And compared with traditional radiation, protons have very unique properties that allow doctors to better target radiation to the size and shape of the tumor. Protons kill the tumor cells and spares more of the surrounding healthy tissue, and that's really the key benefit to it. It also allows more precise targeting to the tumor cells. Research studies have shown that protons result in a higher dose of radiation to the tumor, but significantly less radiation to the healthy normal healthy cells near the tumor. With less healthy tissue affected by the radiation, side effects may be milder, and there's less risk of developing complications related to radiation. So it's a real technical advance in terms of treating patients, adult patients, and also, importantly, pediatric patients.
Visiting with Dr. Christopher Willett from Duke University Hospital, is this something, as you mentioned, with all the benefits, could it change the way that we think about cancer and cancer treatment, for example, in the way that we treat these patients moving forward?
It has indications for specific groups of patients. As I've mentioned, it's been found to be useful, very useful, in the care of pediatric patients with cancers. Obviously, in a young person, tissues are growing, mm-hmm. and one really wants to avoid as much as possible any treatment of normal tissues in a pediatric patient. And this technology really facilitates that. One of the things that is important about this gift for Duke is that this technology will build on the many outstanding services, expertise, and technology that Duke can provide to cancer patients. And in addition to the care of these patients, it will facilitate research from basic sciences to physics and clinical research on the use of treatment approach and its application to therapies such as immunotherapy and targeted therapies.
Dr. Will, we mentioned how it's going to be this proton beam therapy center. What's the timeline for everything to get up and running because of this $50 million donation?
Yeah, the facility really should move along. There's been a lot of work already done in the planning and organization. It will take from shovel into the ground to about 3.5-4 years for the facility to be treating cancer patients. You know, importantly, this will be housed in a new building, and then the installation and acquisition of the technology that is involved is complex technology, working through setting up the clinics and the workflow to care for these patients. We're really eager to move on with this technology so that we can have it for our patients as expeditiously as possible.
Outstanding stuff, and great news right before the holidays as well. Dr. Christopher Willett, radiologist with Duke Health Systems. Dr. Willett, thanks so much for the time and the perspective. Happy holidays to you and your family. Look forward to visiting again very soon.
Thank you so much, Chris. Nice to speak with you.